Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This race just got dirty. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and Dallas police have issued an arrest warrant for Kansas City Chief Receiver Rashee Rice following a chain reaction crash on North Central Expressway. The crash happened on March 31st on 75 near SMU, involving two cars, a Corvette and a Lamborghini, both belonging to Rice. He owned the Corvette and was leasing the Lamborghini. The two cars were racing when they lost control and crashed, causing a chain reaction. Four other cars were involved. Four other people were hurt. Now police say Rice has been charged with one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, six counts of collision involving injury. Another man, Theodore Knox, has been charged with the same counts. Both men left the scene without inquiring about the conditions of the other people in the crash or leaving their info. Rice's lawyer, State Senator Royce West, says they're cooperating with the investigation. A defense expert in the IV bag tampering trial of a former Richardson anesthesiologist is reading medical reports in a different way.
The defense is trying to show that the day surgery patients who suffered cardiac incidents during operations could have had other factors. Anesthesiologist Dr. Bobby Schweitzer, a defense expert, said in each of the cases she reviewed, the medical records show there were factors that could have led to cardiac problems apart from tainted IV bags. The defense says the government has not proven that Ortiz did anything that broke the law. It could end its case later today or tomorrow. Closing arguments will follow. From the federal courthouse, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is really sorry. Someone stole two items from a 9/11 memorial in Grapevine.
The missing artifacts are from Grapevine's 9/11 flight crew memorial on Texan Trail, where the city pays tribute to those killed in the terrorist attack of September 11, 2001. Snatched from their enclosures, a limestone fragment from the impact zone at the Pentagon and a stone from the crash site in Pennsylvania. Amanda McNew is with Grapevine Police.
I mean, if you look at just the price of a stone, it may not be worth that much of a value, but the sentimental and the historical value of these really makes a difference. And if you ever see our memorials on September 11th, I mean, it's a huge way to pay tribute and to honor all the lives lost. And we certainly want to do everything we can to get these back.
Detectives are reviewing surveillance video from the area, but aren't sure yet when the thefts happened. Anyone with any information is urged to contact Grapevine Police. In the 24-hour news center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas could become the next city to drop its daytime curfew for kids. As KRLD's Bill McLean says, Dallas police have already stopped enforcing the rule.
That's because the Texas legislature in 2023 said cities cannot impose daytime or nighttime curfews on students. Martine Martinez with the group Texas Appleseed says teen curfews, originally intended to combat truancy, now target teens who have legitimate reasons to not be in school.
They may be experiencing homelessness or may not have a safe place to be. They could be homeschooled, or they could be working to contribute to their family income.
Some local officials continue to support teen curfews despite state lawmakers. Others say curfews don't do as much to prevent truancy as they unfairly target legitimate teens for arrest without good cause. From the 24-hour news center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A teacher in the Mesquite ISD has been arrested for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. Last week, police say they were made aware of a potential inappropriate relationship between a teacher and student at Vanguard High School. 32-year-old Cesar Jimenez from Midlothian was arrested and charged with one count of improper relationship between educator and student. There's a new police chief in Uvalde. He's calling for a complete transformation as the result of the failed response to the school shooting at Robb Elementary nearly 2 years ago.
Homer Delgado takes over for Chief Daniel Rodriguez, who resigned in March after the U.S. Department of Justice report cited the cascading failures of law enforcement's response to the shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
That failure meant that law enforcement officials prioritized a protracted evacuation of students and teachers instead of immediately rescuing the victims trapped.
Delgado says he wants comprehensive changes aimed at improving service delivery and a new culture. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Mavs whipped up on the Hornets last night to win their fourth game in a row and clinch a playoff spot. Luka Doncic also passed Mark Aguirre for the most points scored in a single season in franchise history. Head coach Jason Kidd says Doncic is an MVP candidate.
It's incredible what Luka has done. He's going to rewrite the record books for the Mavericks and also for the NBA. So for him to pass Mark is incredible because Mark is a legend with the Mavs. He holds a lot of records when it comes to scoring. And so, but it just shows what Luka has done and how much better he has gotten here year to year.
The Mavs play again tonight against the Miami Heat on the road. They only have two more games after this one. And the Rangers suffered a heartbreaking loss last night with their closer, Jose Leclerc, giving up a two-run home run in the ninth to give the visiting A's a 4-3 win. The man that hit the home run was a hometown kid from Keller. Shea Langeliers blasted three home runs last night against the Rangers.
Three home runs, knocked in all the runs. He took advantage of some mistakes, and it was a big night for him. But a pitching, Nate, what a job he did, huh? Another terrific job, and held him there. Then, Jose'd like to have that walk back, too. That kind of got things going for him. We ran into a guy that was... just had a huge night.
Manager Bruce Bochy says they've got to get better at the plate. They'll try to snap that three-game losing streak tonight against Oakland at home. With your afternoon All-Local, I'm Austin York.
The All-Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.